Hello, doctors. This is Dr. Baliga. This podcast belongs to a group of 11 podcasts on asthma, derived from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. Christopher H. Fanta, MD, who is the director of the Partners Asthma Center, a collaboration of allergists and pulmonologists at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Mass General Hospitals and affiliated community hospitals in the Boston area. He's a member of the Pulmonary and Critical Care Division at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and a full professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. He is the co-author of the Harvard Medical School Guide to Take Control of Asthma, published by Simon & Schuster in 2004, and the Asthma Educator's Handbook, published by McGraw-Hill in 2007. After listening to this series of podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation on the topic of bronchial asthma. Multiple choice question. Pathologic changes in the airway wall in asthma, referred to as airway remodeling, include excess collagen deposition in the subepithelial space, smooth muscle hypertrophy and hyperplasia, increased inflammatory cells in the mucosal and submucosal layers, and denuded areas of epithelial cells. These findings typically manifest A. within the first 2 to 3 years of diagnosis, B. only after approximately 10 years of disease, C. only in those not treated with anti-inflammatory drugs, and D. only in the subpopulation of patients who develop persistent airflow obstruction. And the answer is A, within the first 2 to 3 years of diagnosis. The pathologic features characterizing asthma include increased collagen deposition in the subepithelial space below the basement membrane, formerly referred to as basement membrane thickening. These features are present soon after the onset of disease. Inhaled steroids can decrease inflammatory cell infiltration and consequent mucosal changes in the airways, but they do not prevent many of the other features of airway remodeling. The pathologic findings referred to as airway remodeling are present among persons with asthma of all degrees of severity and are not unique to those who develop irreversible airflow obstruction. This podcast was derived from an outstanding chapter on asthma authored by Dr. Chris Fanta, MD, who is a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, and he's the director of the Partners Asthma Center, a collaboration of allergists and pulmonologists at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and the Mass General Hospital and the affiliated community hospitals in the Boston area. He's the co-author of the Harvard Medical School Guide in Taking Control of Asthma and the Asthma Educator's Handbook. This chapter was derived from Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After listening to the 11 podcasts on this topic, the listener should have a solid foundation in asthma.